Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast. It's all up in your bomb cast. Big J kills them like OJ Simpson. A quick hit the fingerless glove, don't bend. Get break quick by that big dick Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Or get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. And natural born killers, legion of skanks.
Welcome to the class.
I know they used to let you punch someone in the face when they were driving down the lane, and they don't anymore. That is true.
They really did. Anybody going to the UFC this weekend?
Yeah.
You going?
It is. Yeah.
Nice. Never got to see Mickey fight live. That'll be fun.
Yeah, I'm excited to go there. I really hope he does good.
I know. Who's he fighting?
I don't think I know the guy he's fighting.
Anytime I pay attention to a Mickey Gall fight, he loses in ridiculous fashion.
I don't even want to know who he's fighting. Stop
paying attention.
I was going to say, I feel that same kind of mush feeling. Anytime I've like hit him up beforehand, just any kind of like a kick ass, it's never gone good.
Skanks curse. I've learned to usually, night of, I'm like, hey, dude, go fucking kill it. You're made for this shit, dude. You're the fucking baddest motherfucker I know. Then literally he's like, dude, thanks so much. And then you don't hear anything from for 2 months.
It's not just Mickey. I feel like it's every fighter who befriends me ends up taking a horrible loss.
Vicious loss.
Like the next time. Oh, did I tell you guys? I don't think I said this on the show, but so last UFC I was at was the one in Newark. Where Dustin Poirier fought Islam Makhachev. Great fight. And so after the fight, my plan was just to get an Uber home afterward, and I didn't really account for the fact that I was like, ah, shit, you know, it's hard to get an Uber when a whole thing's let out and you get bad service and shit. But then they were like, the UFC people were like, oh, we got cars, so we'll get you like a car. But there's like a bunch of people the UFC were trying to get cars for, so I'm waiting with all these other people, and then they finally get one for
me. Did you possibly tell us? I know the story, but did you tell it on the show?
I can't remember.
Go ahead. I know the story verbatim. Then in case, tell it just.
Well, then maybe I shouldn't.
No.
Well, now if you didn't, that is the most annoying thing that anybody in the world has ever experienced.
That's why I said, I'm like, finish it. Go ahead.
Cool. What do you guys got? So our boy, Terrence McKinney, is out there. So he runs up to me as I'm getting into the car, and he runs over and gives me a hug. I was like, hey, what's going on, dude? He goes, ah, oh, dude, let's go to the after party. Like, can I share the car with you? Cause they were waiting in line to go to the after party too. And then I had to look at this 20 something year old professional cage fighter just on top of the world and like excited to see me and go, I'm going home. It's 1 a.m. Like, what would I still be doing out? And then he's like,
I'm not living on the fucking adrenaline fumes of winning in front of 20,000 people right now. I understand how you're energized right now, dude, but I'm fucking really tired.
I am tired. Okay. I had 2 beers this evening and I need some sleep. And I just had to like, I could just see in his eyes, him looking at me as like a cool comedian to being like, oh, you're just a 40-year-old dad. I could see it all happen.
What's funny about that is I've dealt with that almost my whole career, look not matching ultimate personality. And people are just kind of like, dude, come back to my room because we have bottomless Coke. Like, cola? Like, I drink Diet Coke.
Jay Oakerson, your raunchy like, comedian with tattoos and dyed hair. We're going to go get in some bar fights, do some drugs. You down, bro? And
you're like, Jay, you look more like post-apocalyptic, like fucking leader of like a garbage clan. It's like, Jay, we're going to go add a snowplow to the front of my Audi. And we're going to go.
Oh, it does look like I designed fucking Fury Road cars. I make Mad Max this stuff. There's a documentary on one of the streaming services that's about people who choose to go all in with role play Mad Max life.
That's a direction to go.
Yeah, really. But I mean, you can only do it in the desert if you have
to. It seems like you have to be. It's one of those things where you, even though it looks like these are like gutter punk futuristic, like fucking whatever, you have to be wildly wealthy to decide that that's going to be a project that you're going to get involved with.
Yeah, what would it cost even to be like a Civil War reenactor if it's like stupid money for nothing.
I know that it costs, the barrier of entry for skiing is like too expensive for not rich people to do. So I'm assuming if I'm trying to build fucking specific fucking battle cars that have flames shooting out the sides and fucking they're powered by the sounds of the bass guitar, it's a lot.
Yeah, most they say the reason why black people haven't taken off in ice hockey is because they can't afford the equipment.
It might be true.
That's funny.
Football, it was too expensive for me to do when I was a kid. Like, my mom, she didn't think about anything. She was like, let's sign you up for football. Cool. And then it came to the time where they were like, oh, you have to buy all like the pads and shit like that. She was like, that's just not going to happen.
That's strange. They make you do all that. Usually that's like stuff's provided
from the school. But this is PA, like not PAL, whatever. Might have been PAL.
Yeah, PAL, or I thought they always had give you kind of uniforms.
No. You had to buy the pads.
Damn, that's crazy.
And then you would buy the uniforms as well.
You get, guys, you're going to eliminate everyone who's good at football.
Yeah, really? But that seems like so strange. Yeah. I've never, I don't think, maybe I did. Maybe like when I played like Little League and stuff, if you had to buy, I guess you had to buy your stuff. Yeah. You did. You had to buy your uniform. It was like fucking probably $30 all in for the uniform.
It's probably this. Just depending on who you are and who your coach is and how involved the parents are. Like, this is why they'll do a pizza night. You know what I'm saying? Or they'll do like a comedy night for the local Little League. It's because they're getting all the kids the uniforms and the coach is proactive. Or you can just send a fucking letter home to the parents and be like, yeah, it's $60. You know, send a check here. And that's that. And I think that's probably more...
But every sport is about played. There was like a thing up front of like $300 or something for soccer season.
But the difference between the way me and you grew up, Jay, and the way Lewis grew up, like the socioeconomic, like, you know, step that we were above, is that for when I was a little kid, if it had been like $60 to do a thing, that would have been like a pain in the ass for my mom. She would have been like, fuck, I got to spend $60 on this. But she would have found the $60. Whereas Lewis's mom would have laughed in his face and been like, oh, why don't we just move into a house made of marble? Okay, sure, $60. I'll just get it off my $60 tray.
In fairness, my mother could have never pulled that off that time, but my grandparents would have come up with the $60.
Someone, whatever, you'd have had someone in your life who could have
found it. No, I did. I played the sports that I wanted to play. There wasn't that many available. So it was like I played Little League. That was pretty much it.
Real quick, guys, I don't want to cut you guys off, but Alex just said she's having an issue with my video. She doesn't. Oh, I guess I'm out of focus.
You're a little blurry.
You're a little blurry. I don't like
it. No, I never did the thing where I focused. Give me one second.
Yeah, sorry.
Anyway, Dave, Paul George. I mean, why would you spend $200,000 or $200 million?
$200,000 would have been a steal. Yeah, that'd Jay. Be fine. That would have been an excellent investment.
$200 million for 2 years. Of effort. I mean, it's a 4-year deal, but he's not playing 4 years.
Yeah.
So you need him for 2 years, and it's like Embiid.
Because it's just to get everyone off your back. Like, they wanted something exciting about why we should believe in next year, because you guys are so close to the dance, but keep not doing it, you know?
Yeah.
So then it's like, oh, well, we got Paul George. And then even someone like you could go, well, man, if he can stay healthy, that's a powerhouse team now. And now you buy some more tickets.
The rookie kid's unreal. Hey, buddy.
Much better, but is your screen info going to go away?
Yeah, screen info will go away.
Perfect.
Nice to have you back on the computer side of things, Lewis.
Hey guys, it was, by the way, it wasn't easy. It was not. It was actually more difficult than I had anticipated it being. I went to that Apple store 3 times.
But how is it? We all have computers. Why is it so hard?
So my computer wouldn't turn on.
So they fixed your existing computer. You didn't get a new one.
I went to the Apple store and I was like, what's the deal? How to fix this. And essentially they were like, we don't know what's going on with it. Pay us $600 blindly. And if we can't fix it, we'll give you a new computer, or we'll fix it and you get a 3-month warranty. But if anything happens after 3 months, you lose that $600. So,
oh my God, they had to give you like a word problem that you got to sit and think about for a while. You're like, what?
Yeah, so is that basically 3 months I'm fucked? Is that what you're saying?
So, but it was, I could have spent $1,200 on a new computer, but also not only did they fucking fix it, it came back looking new. It looks like they refurbished it. It looks like it out of the box, like everything.
They polished it up, yeah.
Everything looks great. So I don't really use the computer for much besides this. So I think if I had to guess, I wasn't doing... And Dave, you're probably the same exact guy. Jay, you're definitely the same guy. As soon as the little pop-up says, hey, update your thing, I go, oh, and I exit out really angrily. I don't even think about updating it. I've never once did a software update.
That sounds like you're doing everything right on your end.
Where are we to you? Are we on the screen, their computer screen? Or do you have a monitor in front of you?
Wait, say that again?
Are you looking at us on like your computer screen that we see right in front of you?
I'm looking at you guys on a computer.
Computer, okay.
My camera's right there. My computer's right here. So I'm looking down a little, looking at the camera, looking at you.
Let me see the camera again.
Camera?
Yeah. Camera? And then camera. Where's us?
You.
There. Okay. Nice. There are some bonkers stuff in the chat here to talk about. Nick Fuentes, I know the thing he did. He got doxxed, but there's a video of him pepper spraying someone who showed up at his house.
Looked like a fair fight to me.
Yeah, crazy lady. A lady with pepper spray versus Nick Fuentes is probably a fair fight.
No. It wasn't a lady with pepper spray versus Nick Fuentes.
He had pepper spray.
Oh, right. Got you.
It was Fuentes with pepper spray versus a woman.
Angry woman versus Nick Fuentes with pepper spray.
Nick Fuentes with pepper spray is about the toughness of your average woman.
He's the guy who's like, yo, I'm so stoked on being a virgin. Isn't that him?
Yes.
I don't know anything about him, really. I know Dave had him on a show a while ago, and I think he doesn't like Dave now because Dave's a Jew, I believe.
That seems to be a big part of it.
he was the one that Kumia was talking to in that rant when he was playing, like he was trying to play video games with him, and he just kept saying the N-word a bunch.
Oh, I don't know if I ever saw
Kumia
that.
Or Nick Fuentes.
Kumia.
Yeah, you're gonna have to be much more specific on that one, Jay.
No. Yeah, I know. He was sitting waiting for him to come into like a Call of Duty room or something, and he just keeps saying the N-word, Kumia. But he knows he's on like a thing.
Well, yeah,
he just doesn't care.
Well, this is the person.
Oh, this is the pepper spray?
Yeah, this is it.
Hi. Okay. Oh my god, what are you doing?
All right, I like him, Dave. I'm sorry, I like him.
Ah, shit. Now I'm like, he might have had a point about me.
That is a great way to react to somebody showing up to your fucking home.
And he takes the phone too. Yeah, look, it's.
Oh, that's her phone, right?
Yeah, he took her phone. Good.
Dude, the guy's hiding out in the dark.
If you come to somebody's home, that's fucking wild.
I mean, look, he got it from what I understand. I don't understand any more than I saw that clip and I've heard this tweeted. But evidently his address got leaked, like someone put it out there. And then this woman actually showed up to be like, I'm angry at you. I'm showing up to your home. That is a wild move. Yep. This is a wild move to actually show up.
Come to my home where my son lives. I'm answering my door with violence. Period.
I don't care if you're the FedEx guy, a pizza that I ordered myself.
My son's mother, my niece.
Everyone will be handled with swift and blinding violence.
You're just out of pepper spray within like an hour. You're like, I've emptied this whole camp.
Just a pile of people with swollen eyes on your front lawn. Oh!
It's the entire neighborhood. That's the guy who drives my kid's school bus. That's my sister.
My son's friend who was just coming over to play.
The one next to him, but I got pepper. I got one of those pepper things.
You're constantly blowing.
How about some freshly cracked pepper, doggy?
God damn it. That's so funny. Well, No, for sure. It is crazy that somebody went, especially someone. It's actually crazier that it's someone who seems like they were there with, like, because the reaction was like, oh my God. But they went there with, like, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to have a conversation with this guy.
I don't want to say with any certainty. I don't actually know the situation, but I'm pretty sure I believe that's what it is.
It's pretty funny.
The personality and the voice when she has, like, when he comes out, just whacks her. She's like, oh my God. I'm not saying she wasn't going to go there and be like a cunt, but I don't think she was going there to be like,
he should have maybe checked.
Throw a grenade. I don't think she was there to throw a grenade into his house. You know what I mean?
Like, she says she was walking by and someone drove past and told her this is where Nick Fuentes lives. And like, that's why she walked up.
I don't believe that.
I don't either. I'm just saying that's her.
Who cares? David, that's the reason. That's still weird.
That's very weird. And now also, what you don't see in the video is like I would guess there was some indication of that before he just opened and pepper sprayed. Like, I don't think it was just like, oh, someone knocked on the door and he opened pepper sprayed. My guess is she was yelling something, or like he somehow knew that this was. I'm just guessing, but that would be.
She's a 57-year-old Jewish feminist activist.
Yeah, she sucks too.
That doesn't help.
Yeah, she sucks also. But I mean, like, what a crazy thing goes house. But I mean, this kid is, huh? He's like fucking, like hiding in a fucking closet somewhere. It's crazy.
Is he? How do you know that?
Well, I mean, not literally, metaphorically.
Metaphorically, yeah. No, I well, yes, metaphorically also. No, but that's like his mother's house or something, right?
Yeah, I don't think you could even tell from the video. It was just dark. I mean, I don't know that.
Yeah, look, the light could have just been off in the like foyer.
Yeah, I didn't take it that he's like fucking like in a den, like hiding away.
He's in a position where he's staying at his mother's house. That's weird.
Visiting his mother.
Well, the thing I read said that he is staying at his mother's house. So he got out of there and went to his mother's house.
Oh, well, because he got doxxed? Maybe that was why.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, why your mother's house?
Listen, dude.
Why your mother's house? You're going to get her doxxed.
Listen, if you were me, I'd be very concerned about safety if my address got doxxed. And he has a lot more people who hate him than I do.
No, I know.
Like,
Dave,
that's a legit, like.
Well, that's the thing about New York City, Jay. You don't get that. I remember like living in New York City. There's a weird thing. You're kind of protected by like apartment buildings. Like somebody can know your address. They got to like get into the building through a doorman, up the elevator.
There's lots of witnesses everywhere at all times.
There's all cameras everywhere. It's like when you're in like a home, like it's just my door. And then out that door is Earth, and fucking anybody in Earth can just fuck. It just, it's a very much more, it just feels like if my address got leaked now, like who fucking really people much more famous people, their addresses are out there, but I would still feel very naked and feel very like at any given moment, somebody walking by could just fucking look in my window or throw a rock through it.
Sure. Yeah. 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 No, that would suck for sure.
Like in New York City, they can't like.
No, getting doxxed would fucking blow for sure. And I'm saying, especially if people come to fucking do something, I'm saying, I don't know if my answer is run to another person. I'd be worried if they get, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, well, let's go get it. A fucking, at that point, get off like the grid a little bit as far as like,
yeah, but he might
own and loved ones, like go to a hotel.
But it's possible that he did that. And that's just, you know what I mean? Like what
it's also, it's saying here, it's not his mom's house, that people were saying that, but it's not his mom's house.
Sure. It isn't. Bullshit. Let's go check.
I love formulating a complete opinion and then being like, oh shit, wasn't even real.
We should all go as the Legion of Skanks and get pepper sprayed at Nick Fuentes' house.
That'd be pretty funny.
Dude, it's so funny. I'm looking here in the notes too. I've had a long time, like sea joke that I throw out if I'm like,
a joke about the sea?
Yeah. No, like an A, B, or C joke, like a C joke that I'd never put on anything, but I kind of use it in on the road.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes fun of Dave Coulier, kind of outs him on something too. But now he's diagnosed with lymphoma.
So now you got to pull the C joke from your act?
Until he dies, and then it comes.
Then it becomes an A joke. Then it's fucking closer on your special.
Now it's
like right now we're bumping it up to B. But yeah, fingers nice crossed.
Though. If I didn't say it for the last several years, though, it would suck because then it would be like it would seem like such a timely thing.
What's the joke?
It's not. It's a part of a joke where I say that I saw him smoke crack or meth in Montreal years ago. First time I went to the festival.
What does he have? What disease does he have?
Lymphoma.
That's cancer, right?
Yeah.
Can't they just cut it out?
That's good, dude.
Everybody turn your microphones on and who's listening and give Lewis his due on that one.
Because we were all thinking of how you could use Cut It Out.
I wasn't. I went blank to it.
Yes. Folks, 19 years in this business. And finally, I told a perfect joke.
The perfect joke.
Yeah, Jay, enjoy your C joke. You just witnessed a B joke.
But yeah, diagnosed lymphoma. That sucks.
Oh, I'm gonna go tweet that after the show now. Sick.
Hell yeah.
Sick.
Well, you have to wait till he dies. Then it's a banger.
Well, no. It's a banger now because they just found out he has cancer. And then I beat everyone to it. These assholes are gonna tweet it out. If this went on the Friday night hang, one of the people in the fucking chat are gonna probably tweet it out right now.
Just heard Lewis, do it now. We'll help you tweet it. Go right now. Just found out Dave Coulier was diagnosed with lymphoma.
Yeah, you. Oh, you know what?
It's a little wordy, Lewis, but just found out Dave Coulier, Uncle Joey from TV's Full House.
No, that's it. No, we don't need that much.
I'm just telling you. Okay, fine. I was telling you how to make it great. Out
that Uncle Joey has lymphoma. Can't they just cut it out? Now, they called him Uncle Joey, but he wasn't actually an uncle. Right?
Family friend. But man.
Family friend.
Lewis, you're missing the boat here.
Uncle Joey from Full House has lymphoma. I don't know. It's getting a little wordy.
Who we got? Never mind. It's done already. It's done. Lewis. Sorry, oh, done. You're a hack.
You're such a hack, dude.
Oh, my God. Hack.
You're a hack.
Hack.
We all stink for thinking it was good.
He's a hack. Lewis is a hack.
Wait, back up. Back up a little bit, because I do want to say, Lewis, I'll take a little heat off. You go back a little more.
What?
Go back a little bit more. Wait. Stop. Up. Marvin Heemeyer. No. The other direction. You're right there. Did you know that the guy she went down in the theater was Dave Coulier? Dude from Full House cut it out. I also acknowledge that in my joke. So I'm also a hack. Hack.
We're hacks. It's okay. Hack. We're all hacks. There's no really actually original joke. If you were just to simply take any joke on a special that comes out and pump it into Twitter, some dickhead made the fucking joke, guaranteed, before you.
No.
Let's not pull the whole curtain here, Lewis.
Yeah, hang on a second, dude. Are you saying I shouldn't do it? Be easier if I was just gay joke?
Well, it would be.
Was that a wink wink to tell me to stop doing that?
It would be easier, which is gay. How many people have that joke?
You tell me to steer clear of when I suck a dick for $1 million? What are you getting at here, dude?
And all the tweets have like 50 views each. Yeah, you know what, G Mike? I could just take that and make it mine now. What are they going to do? I did organically come up with it. It's not like I saw their tweets.
No, guys. We're arguing that all of us are organically
hex. Organic, farm-raised, free-range hacks.
From the fucking floor up, dog.
Holy shit, dude. I'll tell you right now. No preservatives, just straight fucking...
Zero trans fats, gluten-free. And whatever that thing you have, parv, for fucking kosher.
Oh, my God. Just fucking hacks at a discount. We're not even full-price hacks. Yeah, well, I told Jay this, Dave, but I told you too, actually. I wasn't going to talk about it on the air, but I talked about it today on Lewis and Zach, so I guess I'll talk about it here as well.
Wait, what happened yesterday?
Was it a goddamn another car accident?
No.
Why?
You shouldn't talk about that, probably.
Why?
Is it all sorted out?
I'm not going to commit insurance fraud.
Okay.
Because you're above that?
Because I'm a hack. Are we back to that?
It was their fault for backing into you?
They backed into me. It's going through insurance. It's not going through cash the way that I wanted it to.
It is going through insurance.
So why you tried to just be like, let me just pay you out of pocket for it?
Somebody tweeted at me being like, oh, Luis J. Gomez rear-ended me last night. And I was like,
Oh, shit.
I was frazzled, so I didn't get your information.
Wait, hold on. You didn't exchange information when you crashed into this guy?
They took my insurance.
Okay.
And then I didn't get his contact information. We just exchanged like names, and I didn't know the guy. Like, I didn't know. So we were just going to let insurance. And then after he left, I was like, fuck, I don't want insurance to do this. I was like, I wish I would have gotten his information and his contact so I could just try to do it without insurance. And then somebody tweeted at me and they were like, yeah, I'll put you in contact with him, because it was a person that was a passenger in his car. And then as soon as I was done tweeting with this guy back and forth in DMs, I got an email from my insurance saying the claim was put in. Fucking cocksucking motherfucker.
Dude, Jake from State Farm is going to buy you fucking luggage for Christmas or something. Man.
It's been nearly three years since I've been into a car accident, Jay.
That's not long.
I feel like that's a long time for no accident.
Are you kidding?
I'll say two things. Number one, the important thing is nobody got hurt. And number two is that's a pretty hacky thing to say. And I felt like it was right at home on this show.
Went right in place. You don't think 3 years between accidents is a long time. There's no way you actually believe it. If you believe that, that's you should get off the road.
Okay, Jay, I guess I should get off the road. That is your solution here, you fucking cocksucker. Why don't you be a friend? Yeah, I'm already feeling down enough.
I am Lewis
has been
friend.
Driving on the sidewalk ever since his conversation with Jay. He's killed many pedestrians.
I am being a friend. Driving's not working out for you. I'm telling you.
I mean, it is. I haven't killed anybody, and the insurance companies are thriving. Well, I'm stimulating the economy more than most small businesses.
I can't argue that, dude. I cannot argue that you are keeping some insurance company really happy. I'm telling you, they're going to get you a Christmas card. But
now, listen, Lewis is between your car payments and the $20,000 a month in insurance. You could probably just Uber everywhere.
Alex, when was your last accident?
Accident. Alex just wrote in the live chat, like to everybody, to all the fans and everybody involved, that is a womanly opinion. Okay, Alex.
I feel like a woman would say every 3 years is an appropriate.
I feel a woman would say that you're not going to get a raise for at least a year now.
You've threatened that every time she says anything again.
I'm always honest with you. I'm honest to a fault.
It's all compounding. It's been going to be
go ahead, Alex.
6-7 years before you get a raise.
Alex,
I had an accident
when Carrington came inside of her.
You got an accident crawling around behind you.
About 6 years ago, we were back at the creek. It happened on the way home one night.
What happened?
It was kind of my fault. I was speeding a little bit in the rain on the way home, and I was in the middle lane, kind of gunning it, like accelerating really fast, and a guy from the left.
She had somebody in the trunk kidnapped. She was penning a letter to Eminem.
A guy in the left lane who looked like he was like gonna miss his exit or something just came across the whole way in front of me, and I slammed right into him. And the insurance decided it was my fault because I hit him from behind. But this guy, like, it was unfortunate timing where I was speeding up and he cut me off in the rain.
Well, did you have one before that, an accident?
I had many accidents before
Jesus
that.
Jesus Christ. You. So that is a womanly thing, I guess. That's crazy.
I'm a new driver, so I was driving very, like,
it was
I just
all when
moved
I was,
to the city.
It was all when I was a new driver.
It's
now,
all I'm when I'm a new driver, and now I had one as an adult driver, and that's okay. You can get one.
That is true. That is the rule. Everybody gets one.
I'm not calling you a new driver in your 40s.
What do you want to? You can make up your own rules all you want, Jay.
Thank you. I will.
You can just say whatever you want, Jay. You can just, I'm not a new driver because I'm in my 40s.
And you have womanly opinions, Alex says. Can you look up averages on these things, please?
I sideswiped somebody like 3 months ago with G-Mike in the car. I just remembered.
Thank you.
I sideswiped somebody. I was parking and it was a parked car. So that's like twice as bad.
Did you leave a note?
He was in the fucking car.
Damn it.
It was outside.
I knew you didn't leave a note. That was a joke.
It was outside of the stand, and he was in the car, and he stood around trying to. He stood around forever. I gave him my info, and didn't he stand around forever, G Mike? I don't remember what happened.
My last car accident was a fucking. I was a teenager.
You got into a minor one with me that was 100% not your fault.
The guy that hit us from behind on a ramp.
Yeah, he just like he bumped you.
Yeah,
yeah. It wasn't much at all. It didn't even damage the car much, but it was like
we hit from behind. That wasn't us. Yeah, that wasn't.
Yeah, no. I've been in so many accidents. There's a chance that guy was me.
Someone look up the numbers of like what.
Do you remember the time that Lewis crashed into us from behind?
Doggy, you backed right into me.
per time driving, what's the average amount of accidents? Yeah.
Doggy, you backed right into me, Lewis.
Jay, you're gonna love this. My brother-in-law, who's like straight up like off the boat from Mexico.
Wait, this is your
sister's husband.
My sister's husband.
Oh, okay, sorry.
He goes, yeah, what you gotta do, if you hit an animal, the insurance won't go up. They don't blame you. Like, so what you do is you come and you take, they were gonna shave their golden retriever for me and let me shove the golden retriever's hair into the grill of my car. That was their idea.
I swear to God, I thought you were gonna say they shaved it down and told you to run it over.
No, their idea was for me to pretend I hit an animal to commit insurance fraud.
And then once we shave the dog, we eat it.
Nobody cares about when you eat an animal. You know, that's just how it goes.
You can't have a shaved dog. They're going to know. We got to eat it.
Lucky for you, I always have a Ziploc bag full of dog hair in case something like this should happen. Welcome to the family, Louis. Welcome to the familia. I keep looking this over here in the chat, and I don't like it. John Krasinski named People's Sexiest Man Alive. That's batshit crazy. Guys got
We also did talk about this today on Lewis and Zach. But regardless, we can discuss it further. You're wrong. He is the sexiest man alive. When you see him with his shirt off and then you realize that he's just Jim from The Office turned into fucking...
Well, now he's what's his name? Jack CIA
Reacher.
Man.
Reacher?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Jack Reacher around?
Maybe he's in Fantastic.
He's got, I'll give you that. He does have weird facial features, but dude, it's hard to argue dopey. With that.
He's sexiest man alive. He's got a dopey face.
The problem is everyone just remembers him as Jim, and Jim is just the nicest dude.
I never watched The Office. I know him from A Quiet Place, shushing his family so monsters don't eat them.
God damn, like it.
His body's fantastic, and he's a good-looking guy. Sexiest man alive's tough.
I could have been in fucking Quiet Place. I'm so good at shushing my family.
I'd say Ryan Reynolds is still sexier than this guy.
Ryan Reynolds is old news, doggy.
Whatever.
Yeah, Jay,
still sexier.
Jay, you got to get over it. It's never going to happen for you. But you got a shot with Jim from The Office.
I just want Ryan Reynolds to notice me.
I know. Just want him to we all do. Me.
That's all.
Who's your sexiest man alive?
Hmm.
You're in charge of People Magazine.
Take me there. Go ahead.
You're the dude. Okay. They're like, Jay, you have one job. We're giving you a six-figure salary. You just choose the sexiest man alive every year. It's your only job.
Now, can I ask you a question? Follow-up question?
Gayest job at People Magazine.
Follow-up question completely.
Please.
When I say sexiest man alive, are you looking for the sexiest man where, like, I'd love to trade places with this guy because this guy just, it rains pussy on this guy, or sexiest man alive, as in the man, if I was fucking,
yeah, to be gay
back to the wall, I gotta fuck around with sexiest man alive. Cause it's two different.
Can I be honest with you, Jay?
What?
With the amount of words you just used.
Yeah.
I know. And you know,
mm-hmm.
They're one and the same. So
no,
just
no,
fucking
no.
Pick your sexiest man alive.
No, I disagree. I disagree with that. Little
Jay, I think the guy that you want to be, because it's raining pussy on him, deep down, mm-hmm. is the guy that you would dick down as well. There's not much of a different
false.
Parameter. I mean, I guess you're right. I guess you want a little twinkie guy with a shaved butt.
Yes. Yes.
You're going to have to fuck him.
Like, I'm going, Timothy Chalamet would never be my sexiest man alive if you're like, who do I want to trade places with? But if you were like, oh, I got to go in a room and fuck a guy, he seems like a hairless boy. You know what I mean?
Hmm.
Who I can give the business to roughly. But if you're talking about who I want to be is a different situation. Yeah, you know what I mean? If you had to kiss something, you kiss that.
Jay's gay for Timothy Chalamet. It's
no,
happening.
I'm not. This is the question folks. I asked.
This nigga wants his Wonka.
Okay, well, I didn't realize you fucking want to sit on Krasinski's horn so bad, you fucking Momo. Don't turn on me.
I want to talk to him.
No, you don't.
And be his friend and then maybe kiss
get
his
to
stomach.
Know him and then see where this is going. Yeah.
You
want to
kiss him on that big old fucking tendon that runs down his neck.
Damn, dude. No, I want to kiss his fucking, his, whatever that bottom ab is, that one that.
Sure. That was, dude, the guy's body's nuts, dude. Guy's body's banging.
Jeremy Allen White is hot? No, he's not, Alex. Fucking...
Jeremy, you're out of your mind, Alex.
That he's actually ugly. Isn't he ugly hot? Like, girls he's like ugly. It because he's so ugly.
Yes. I like that.
Who is
Alex, we know you like ugly men. You don't have
who is this that we're talking about?
He's...
He looks like young Gene Wilder, kind of.
Before Jeremy Allen White. That's your... Who you think a hot before, fan is? Oh, yeah, he does kind of look like Gene Wilder.
Before he got jacked, which he is now... No one thought about this guy for 2 seconds.
He's a talented actor.
That's
right?
Not true. I was a teenager watching Shameless into him as a teenager.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, he was on Shameless. He was a very big character on Shameless. And then he's really good on that cooking show. Oh, look at this fucking sexy fucking cunt. Fucking cocksucker.
Got pepperoni nips.
He's ugly hot. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, you know what? He's just straight up hot there.
He's so ugly. He's so ugly that he's hot, guys.
Dude, look at his fucking pecker bent over.
Yeah, he's one of those guys that's so fat it comes off like he's in good shape, you know?
I'm never going to not have a fat stomach. I hate my life. There's no, if you have a fat stomach, the way it works is like you don't lose the fat. Like the fat cells are still there. They become smaller and flattened. So there's I'll never have that without surgery. That's so infuriating.
Dope.
And getting surgery is almost as gay as painting your own nails.
Oh, if there was make your dick way bigger surgery, for sure.
There is.
No, there isn't.
There's dick surgeries for sure.
No, the science on these is not in.
Yeah, I don't think there's like
I don't hate my dick, so I would never go under risky surgery. I'm talking about if there was a futuristic fucking shoot array at it, gets bigger.
And it's like the same thing as naturally having a bigger dick. Like, it's you have this like new fake thing that's
No way.
Yeah.
That would be crazy. That would be the people who.
Well,
If I had a micro penis, I would absolutely try to do anything.
There was just a thing that came out where it was, who was it? Was it rumored that it was Schaub? Yeah, I think it was on the subreddit or something. Whitney Cummings joked about it being him, and maybe it is him, but then I went down the rabbit hole and I found out that other guys just do this. They shoot stem cells into your dicks and it actually makes your dick bigger. It gives it more girth, more length. Sean O'Malley talked about how they did it. They pulled up this conversation on Sean O'Malley's podcast talking about getting stem cells injected into his dick with his co-host. And they're describing how fucking painful it was. But they were just like unapologetically being like, yeah, we got our dicks pumped with stem cells and make them bigger.
Really?
By the way, this is Jay's moment where you're just seeing, the wheels turn.
I don't know if it'll be worth the pain, what they're saying.
Really? It's crazy. I mean, I have so many questions. I could probably get his number.
No, I'm more surprised that Sean O'Malley didn't have a big dick. I thought it was skinny.
Maybe he has
a
big dick, but he wants it bigger, dude. I don't think there's anything as too big of a dick.
Sure there is.
I don't think he got it with stem cells. Let's say that.
Gotcha.
Go ahead.
Onzers are just pros. They're like, well, it could supposedly help with girth, performance. So I'm like, well, it ain't the first time I've had a needle in my wing. Hit me up, doc. It hurt worse than I thought it was going to because they said, oh, that won't hurt that bad.
Well, it probably didn't hurt you because you got a boner.
We had an option to have a guy do it or a girl do it. I said, I want the hot doctor to do it. And Tim's like, I want the guy.
When I get scared, my wing sucks into me.
Right. She grabbed mine and it started growing right away. And I'm like, God damn, I'm sorry.
I was like, how do you get a boner before you get stabbed?
Oh, am I the only one who just O'Malley seems like such a fucking douchebag?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Everything I see him and I just can't fucking stand him.
Fighter.
He is a fun fighter.
Fun fighter.
But yeah, you can get go ahead. I mean, already that guy's dick soft is better than mine. Fucking
oh, jeez. No, 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 no.
No, dude. No, no. Ow. Ha. Oh, for erectile dysfunction? Ooh. No, so you don't need to do it, dude. You don't need to do that. I don't care what it is. I'd rather not fuck. I almost can't wait till my dick doesn't work anymore to not have that curse.
Okay.
All right. Please.
Right. All right, son of a bitch.
I'm just tapping my dick right now. Is that weird?
Dude, you're getting a little hard.
Like I'm getting ready to put a needle into it. Like,
where is this happening, Alex? Demonstrators fly Nazi flags outside Anne Frank play.
I thought you were saying where you can get stem cells injected into your dick.
I think into my dick.
Are we gonna move on from this?
Stem cell. My dick is tingling from watching that.
Well, I just want to know how much it is, where you can get it done. I have more questions.
Well, first of all, he only said the word girth, so I checked out anyway. Fine with girth.
You don't have any issues with your girth.
No.
I've seen your dick. It could be girthier, dude.
You've never fucked me, Lewis.
I felt your hard dick.
No, you felt a little morning wood.
Jay was a hard on, dude. I felt it. I know what a hard on is.
Yeah, we had sheets over.
It wasn't like thumping fucking rock hard, obviously, you know. You weren't blue chew ready, but you were fucking pretty rocking.
Yeah. Grabbed it in your fist over those sheets. I remember.
I guess if it's over sheets, it should be even girthier.
Yeah. Some Jay's dick. Have an accurate account.
Jay's dick was doing an impression of a Klans member.
Yeah, yeah. Two little holes cut out.
Yeah.
I drew eyes. But yeah, no, I don't know. Like, but I'm just saying, well, certainly this, listen, if I could take some girth, arguably, the point is that didn't look like it would be worth girth.
Worth Girth, great band name. Worth Girth. Worth Girth. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to see fucking Mastodon opening for them. Worth Girth. Worth Girth.
They're at a band out of fucking Tucson. Worth Girth. Now, no way. Would you just get your dick thicker? Would you go through that, Lewis?
No, I wouldn't do it. I've made my peace with my dick size at 42 years old. Like, I'm just... I've seen enough, like, and I shit you not, the littlest dick competition was...
It turns you around on your whole sense of self?
Yes.
Yeah.
It actually was a changing moment in my life. I was like, oh, there are guys with really small dicks.
Yeah.
Tiny little fucking dicks out there. And I've walked around with the insecurity like I'm them my whole life. All throughout my, you know, it's 10 like years, 20s.
It is like having your health, you know, you just take it for granted until you're like sick. And when you get like a real bad flu or something and you're like, oh, man, I never woke up all these other days and was like, at least I don't have the flu today.
Yeah.
And it is when you see those like have it. You two both make like little dick jokes all the time. But having like a legit micro penis, it is like your life. You're living in a different mode in life.
You think about it. Guys are every day of your life. You think about how you have a small dick.
Even if you're in a relationship and having regular sex, every time
it's a reminder. Yeah.
You're never like just really like, yeah, like I fucked the shit out of her. Like that's just, you never get to have that.
I did everything I could possibly with this.
The only way, like a girl, like if you're with a girl and you have a micropenis, that's fine. Like, and God bless her and God bless you. One second, Alex, before you start sharing it. But if you're with a girl with a micropenis, or you're with a girl and you have a micropenis, that girl has like a weird fucking psychological quirk. You know what I'm saying? Like, if she likes you anyway, she's probably been raped by her uncle, or she like just doesn't like whatever sex is to her. That's not an important thing. If sex is not important to a woman, I'm assuming that she was literally raped as a baby.
Yeah. Even if even if she marries a guy with a micro penis and she loves him, she has some serious issues that she's going to work out with her boyfriend.
Well, we're getting a lot of messages in the chat right now. There was one on the Naked Roast this year. Alex, have you ever been with a micro penis or a really small penis?
You know, like my memory is foggy of it, but the guy I lost my virginity to had by far the smallest penis I've ever dealt with. And it was like at the time, I remember looking at it and going like, whoa, that's really small.
Wow.
Even with nothing to compare it to.
With nothing to compare it to. I mean, I had seen like porn and I, you know.
And the porn will fuck you up too. Cause you, when you see porn, you're like, oh, cocks are fucking cocks. And most dicks are just fucking, you know, they're dicks. They're serviceable. They get in there. They'll do their job.
Dicks.
His soft dick looked like the average, like toe next to the pinky. I felt like it was small,
and
when it was hard, it grew to like 3.5 or 4 inches. I don't know if that's considered a micro penis, but it was small.
I knew a girl in high school. This girl that I knew in high school told me about. She's talking about how she hooked up with a guy. It was my friend James Meekum's girlfriend, Kat, and she was like, "Yeah, I was with this guy, and he had like the littlest dick." And she was just telling the story, and I remember like in my head, that guy had the same size dick as me. Like, so as she was saying, it was like hurting me to hear like her say, and then everyone's like laughing and I'm faking laughing. But like, the whole time I was going like, oh man, do girls tell these stories about me? Fuck.
Oh, dude.
It sucked, dude. We grew up in a generation where we just got you got exposed to porn, which was these massive cocks. There was no even like porn back in the day when we first got into it was like, oh, there's an average size dick dude, which now you'll get that sometimes in porn. It was everybody had a fucking massive hammer. And then it was also guys in high school and middle school that were willing to pull their dicks out. And the reason they were willing to pull their dicks out is because they had hammers.
Right. Yeah,
but also porn. That's why I think the Dirty Debutante series spoke to me so much when I was a child. I was the first guy who was fucking girls who was chubby and had a little dick.
Oh, I thought you were a debutante.
No. Well, you know me.
Well, you know, it is. Look, you know, the worst thing to be is still like a fat, gross chick. There's just nothing worse you can be than that. It's just no matter what a guy is dealt, you could do other things in life that will make chicks into you. Whereas like you can't get past that like thing.
I kind of agree, Dave, but I got to just give a counterpoint here. It's like,
well, I was setting up the counterpoint, but go ahead.
No, please.
No matter, that's still the worst thing to be. I go, but at least there are some forces in society that are like there for the fat chick, or like will kind of raise like, oh, girls have to deal with these body image things. Nobody even pretends to care about teeny dudes or dudes with teeny cocks. You're just on your own. Society just judges you. Like, dude, it's insane. Like even when Gay Blind Mike got beat up in that bar, that should be as frowned upon as hitting a girl. A gay tiny guy, you should not be allowed to punch them, even if they're in the wrong. But agreed. You are.
But which, yeah, you definitely are though.
But what was your
count? Did you mean a blind tiny guy?
It'd be a blind tiny guy.
A blind teeny man you should not be allowed to hit.
Tim Butterly put that question to me that I thought was pretty good. Would you rather be 5'6" or lose a hand? And like, you just keep moving it up. Like, would you rather be 5'6" or lose like up to your elbow or so? I said a hand. Yes. I think I gave up at the
elbow. I'm not giving up a hand. I'm not giving up a hand. 5'6". Look, 5'6" isn't ideal. I might kill myself, but I'm going to need two hands for that.
Well, you're not going to have to be 5'6" without a hand, Lewis. You'll be your normal size.
5'6".
That's true. So, no, I mean, I'm just saying 5'6" is, it's, I mean, I'm blessed with a little bit of height. I'm 6'1". Dave, you're 6'2". Jay, you're 6'3".
Yeah.
Like, we're all big. It's kind of funny because people see me on the podcast. And I get this a lot. People are like, dude, you're like way taller than I think. I think people assume that I'm short. Do I present as having a Napoleon complex? Is that what it is?
Yeah, you do. Now that you mention it, I've always known what size you are. But yeah, that would, all of the pieces would fit together if you were just 5'2".
All my insecurity presents like a short man's would.
Yeah, 5'7", maybe 5'8".
Casey in the chat says, I'm 5'6". Casey, you're a guy saying that? You're a full-grown man? Are you 11? Are you an 11-year-old boy?
Who's letting you watch this?
Casey, Listen, Casey, there's nothing wrong with being 5'6", okay? The three of us are just debating over whether we'd rather lose a hand than be that size. And none of us are completely sure yet, if I'm being fair.
Like, none of us are that tall. It's not like we're 7-foot-tall basketball players and we need our height. We're just saying simply for the optics of being that short, I may go handless. It's handless. A big debate.
Maybe it'd be cool. I get like a robot hand like Luke Skywalker. I've never heard a girl say, I won't fuck a guy because he has a Luke Skywalker hand. I definitely heard her say, I won't fuck short guys.
I bet you that hand technology is going to go pretty far in the future as well. So you could probably have a better hand.
Yeah. Yeah, fire like finger rockets or something.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. You just do this and then it lifts off. And fucking fires right in their face.
Now you know what? Give me that fucking robot hand and I'll take 2 more inches.
Can we do some plugs right quick? And then
right quick,
rest of the show?
Sure.
I mean, you know, the Friday Night Hangs are really great. I really genuinely like the Friday Night Hangs so much. I'm not just saying it. I'm not selling it to anybody. The people that are watching it right now are already subscribed. I genuinely, it's such an easy, relaxing fucking show without Enzo and an Asian woman yelling.
Cathartic compared to that. Let's do your plugs first, buddy.
Go to my website. See me on the road the rest of the year. There's a bunch of dates you can see me. Friday night, we're watching this. Tomorrow night, Toronto. Oh, no, we're sold out tomorrow night. So shout out to everyone in Toronto who came out. You guys were the shit. We're going to be on the night before Thanksgiving. We have Story Wars happening in Philadelphia. All of the VIP tickets are already sold out. We have special guests coming out for it. It's going to be a goddamn blast. So come out if you guys are in the Philadelphia area. And come see Jay that week as well. And I think I'm going to pop on and do some guest spots in the early show that night as well. But it's going to be a crazy time, and don't wait to get tickets because they're going to sell out unquestionably. Come see me at the Gramercy Theater, the Regs. We're doing a live podcast for our Christmas show on December 11th. Then I have the Dojo of Comedy, Morris Plains, New Jersey. I'm headlining one night, Thursday, December 12th. Then I'll be in Emmaus, Pennsylvania, December 13th. Creek and Cave in Austin, Texas, December 20th through 22nd. And then we have the Legion of Skanks live at Dojo of Comedy, which also, by the time this airs, will be sold out. There's like three tickets left for the 8 o'clock show, I think. But yeah, thank you guys for subscribing. Thank you for being the shit. Check out my other pods, Lewis and Zach Show, The Regs, and Story Wars.
Baby.
I'm not traveling for the next month and a half for work. So I'll just be doing the podcasts, and then we got our New Year's show coming up. In the new year, I know I'm doing Bozeman, Montana, Key West, Rosemont, Chicago. I got Nashville dates booked at some point. I'll be back in Tampa. Not all the dates are up on the website yet, but they should be within the next week or so. But comicdavesmith.com, 2025 is going to be a busy year for me. I'll be coming all around.
Big year for the boys.
That's right. Of course, part of theproblem.com for my other podcast. And yeah, my comedy specials are up on YouTube. If you haven't checked them out, go check them out. And that's all.
Big J Comedy to everybody. BigJComedy.com for all my dates. I'm coming to a city near you at some point, so go look for that. Also on PunchUp.live now, too. PunchUp.live/BigJOkerson. There'll be a bunch of content up there and dates, interactive stuff. It's just data collection, I'm pretty sure. But they got me to do it. Louisville, there's still two shows. Just those two shows we're getting. You're available tomorrow, 7 o'clock and 9 o'clock. After that, Houston, Texas. We had to move. I'm filming something, so we had to move some shit around. And, yeah, so we're going to be doing Houston just Saturday and Sunday. I hope to fill those up because we wanted to keep the weekend even though I was there. And then after that, I'll be going to Philadelphia, everybody. Coming home for Thanksgiving. Of course, Wednesday is going to be a headline show. And then Story Wars after that. And then, of course, Friday and Saturday, four shows there total. Get tickets now for that. Those will sell out. West Palm Beach, Boston, Massachusetts, Providence, everybody. It's going crazy, and it's not going to stop. And Big J Okerson's Peter North American tour. Load, drizzle load with all the dates inside. Trademark. Listen to The Bonfire. Watch Story Wars.
Get a load of Big J, the Peter North American tour.
Take a fat load of Big J, a big old fat load. I like this question. Ryan Ferguson, wrongly convicted of murder, did 10 years, will make $38 million as a payout, which obviously the question, would we go to prison for 10 years for $38 million? No.
That's not even close to me.
Yeah.
10 years is way too long.
When you were 20...
Maybe. When I was 20, yeah, you would have got me on that.
Yeah,
yeah, 20 to 30 for millions of dollars coming out at 30, being worth $28 million. That's
if I could go 30, back to 30. My 20-year-old self. The better question: if you can go back to your 20-year-old self, would you give yourself the advice to do it?
No.
Well, the advice,
you can go back.
You are definitely going to get out.
No, you got to survive. I think I'd survive. I don't think I'm getting killed in jail.
No. But this is a 10-year
last words cut to fucking.
This wasn't a 10-year sentence. They found that it was a wrong conviction 10 years later. So that's what I'm saying. Do you are you doing the 10 years? You're telling yourself to.
Here's the question.
You don't know if you're getting out or not.
You know you're getting out. 10 years in prison, $38 million. That's the payout, right? We all have kids now. We're not leaving our kids for 10 years. There's no amount of money that is worth it leaving my fucking son, right? That's just not happening.
You know, I have enough belief in myself that, like, I'm not saying I'm going to make that much money in the next 10 years, but I feel like I'm going to do good. So, like, I would just take doing good and my freedom. 10 years of losing your freedom, that's a huge
if you take out all the butterfly effect sort of shit, right? So let's just say I still get to have a James when I come out. I meet Beatrice, we get together, I get to have a James. I go back to myself at 20 and I was like, hey dude, instead of spending the 10 years doing comedy to be at 30 broke, you could have $38 million. You live this sort of shitty fucking existence, but you come out of it on the other side of it set. And now you can pursue comedy. You can have the kid you want. You have everything you want. And life is just fucking magical for the rest of your life. This is 12 years. I'm thinking about this. 12 years ago, I got to have $38 million. Oh, that would have been nice. I understand that there's a chance, Dave, that we're going to be millions of dollars in the next 10 years. Sure, maybe. But 10 years ago, 38 mil, oh, I'd be broke already. I would have a tiger. Like I have the Mike Tyson trajectory.
I don't think there's any amount of money that I would trade 10 years in prison for.
What if you were in an all-female prison? You're trans, but you get to keep your dick.
Ooh,
right. You get to keep solid your dick. Question. I'm not giving up anything, and I'm just.
No, you have to take estrogen so you grow little titties.
you dress like a little lady, but your wiener's there, and eventually they'll.
Oh my god! Also, I just feel like being kept in a woman's prison. Like after a while, the yapping, I would be like, just put me in a man's prison.
But you'll never lose a fight.
Just fucking, yeah. I mean, dude, that would rule. That's not a real, like, we pay attention to these like cultural issues, like peripherally, right? Is that a couple things, right? And with this issue in mind, are there really full grown men that look like me just going into a woman's prison, be like, yeah, I'm a woman, or just coming up, I'm a woman, and they go, well, you got to go be with the women now. Like that scenario. You know,
hey there, ma'am. What are you in for? Car insurance fraud.
Yeah. I took the dog hair. I put it in my bumper. It was a really bad idea.
Yeah, he goes, insurance fraud. It's going to be rape now, though. Now that I'm in here.
But like, does that ever happen? And then also, like, how many like 13-year-old girls are actually having their tits cut off? Like, is that a thing that's actually happening, or did that happen?
Trans, like the surgeries for under 18 are very, very rare.
Right. That's
like,
what I'm saying. But they do treat it like it is.
The hormone blockers and the puberty blockers and shit like that is like, I think there's like tens of thousands of kids who have gotten it, but still, you know, it's pretty rare. I mean, it's horrible, but it's pretty rare.
Yeah. Yeah. It does seem like I don't want to get fucking too cultural and political or whatever, but I was that guy Sam Harris that shit on you, Dave. I was listening to his podcast. I actually kind of liked it. And
whoa, dude,
what he shit on Dave about?
Yeah, he's for dumb people, Lewis.
It was pretty funny. He's just like ranting, and he kind of agrees with like Dave on a lot of the cultural stuff. Like that's, I thought he was gonna be like a super, I didn't know who he was. I thought he was gonna be like a super like lefty, and he was gonna hate Dave. And then to it, and then he like, you know, he's making like a lot of the just same cultural points that everybody makes. But he's like, he's just having a moment. It's almost a real moment. You hear it in his voice. He's like, you know, he's kind of like listing things. He's like, you know, we're going to Joe Rogan for like information, and he has this podcast. And he's like, and it's almost like he's like really like frustrated with this in the world. He's like, are we going to go to a comedian named Dave Smith to talk about world policies? Like he's the next Henry Kissinger. What is the world coming to? He was so upset that that's a real thing that's happening. You hear, and this guy's got like, you know, fucking degrees, and he's written so many books, and he's an intellectual. He's supposed to be there. And you can tell he's just so frustrated the fact that he's not respected as much as these fucking podcasters and comedians. And you just hear it in his voice. It's real frustration.
And, you know, even in my response to him, it was like, I was like, yeah, no, I get that. Like, I get that impulse. Sure, it's ridiculous.
He's like, I spent so much time being an actual fucking like intellectual and going to school and rubbing elbows with all the right
people. The thing is, he fucked up royally. He used to have one of the biggest podcasts. He was on Rogan like several times, and then he really blew COVID bad. It's like Howard Stern level, like just blew it really bad. Like he was such a scaredy cat of the cold that he went and then he just kind of lost all of his credibility. So now he's real butthurt that like others are getting it.
It was just such a funny like moment. I'll send it to you, Jay, because you'll hear it in his voice, like just the real frustration. You know what? It's almost like when you see a comedian that's making it, that's absolutely talentless, and you're like, but what? Like, why? Like, why would anybody?
I get completely everything the guy said.
I'm the talentless comedian in that scenario.
No.
Yes, you are. Yes, in the analogy, you are. But that's
did he
not
say talentless?
Yes, I did. But that's not what I was. The analogy wasn't that you were talentless. The analogy is that, like, from his perspective,
yeah, he's frustrated by someone who he sees as his inferior.
Yes,
getting more respect than him.
It's almost like a better, like, you get somebody who's fast tracked, who hasn't done anything in comedy, and you're like, that's probably the better analogy. We're like, but well, I've been sitting here for 20 years grinding. Doing everything that I'm supposed to do.
As somebody who has been on the other side of that, making that exact point about someone who's gotten fast-tracked in comedy, feels much nicer to be on this side of it. Sure. I will take that any day. Bitch and moan about how I'm getting all the stuff. Yeah, it does suck. It is unfair, Sam Harris. I know.
Classic Sam.
It's because you're a Jew, Dave.
It's the only reason.
Only goddamn reason.
Pretty sure Sam Harris is too.
Can we see, is this video of demonstrators flying Nazi flags outside of an Anne Frank play?
The Diary of Anne Frank? They did it at the play? Some poor kids.
It's not a video. I have a photo here, though, and an article about it.
I was in the Diary of Anne Frank.
Really?
I was in high school production.
I thought you were making a joke that she wrote about you.
Oh, dear diary, this Puerto Rican guy won't stop looking at me.
Met a guy named Lewis today.
I told him I'm 13. He said, I'm okay if you're okay.
He made me uncomfortable, but he did say we both get in trouble if we get caught.
Where are they at?
This is Howell, Michigan.
Michigan.
So a group of mass demonstrators with Nazi flags protested outside a performance of the
Can
Diary
I just say,
of
G
Anne
Mike,
Frank.
G Mike, I know it's an image, but that white triangle in the center is just making me feel like there might be a video.
There is, but it's just a news article that I'm talking about. Do you want to watch it?
No, it's fine.
The image is much more entertaining than the
What are these guys protesting?
It doesn't say. It just says that they were outside. I'm probably funny. Freedom of speech.
Can I say that maybe we're also being confused? Maybe they're just not, they didn't even know it was the Diary of Anne Frank. They're just protesting everything because the Jews control everything.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe this is part of the play.
They were reportedly shouting Anne Frank was a whore and chants like that.
Well, she did hook up with, or she liked him.
Again, these things now, you know, I used to kind of hate this term when I'd hear it, like the false flag thing or whatever. Like, and I hope I'm using that term properly here, but I'm saying, like, are these fucking Nazis or are these fucking, like, I mean, shitheads? There's, the world is full mostly now of anything else, shitheads who are trying to make like a moment in their lives go that everyone knows who they are for a second.
Can I do understand what you're saying. Yes, I think that we do throw that term out there very quickly, but I will say in this scenario, these guys look specifically like Nazis. I mean, they're waving Nazi flags.
But what
makes you a Nazi?
I think jerks off either way, what I'm saying.
Obviously, yeah. But I'm saying, what makes you a Nazi if you're saying I'm a Nazi, Zig Heiling, waving a flag? Like, I understand they're not literally in Nazi Germany.
Those aren't great signs.
I mean, if you're a self-proclaimed Nazi, you say, I hate the Jews and I'm a Nazi. Makes you a Nazi?
I'm saying if they themselves know they're not Nazis at all, they're doing this to fucking stir up shit in the world.
I think that the downside of this is a lot greater. It's not being an internet troll on YouTube where people do a lot. There's a lot of that, right? There's a ton of, like, you know, people put a Nazi flag in post. The Racist Live Chat and Gas Digital, there's a lot of that. I don't think there are real Nazis except for Runaway Slav and the Racist Live Chat. I don't think anybody else is an actual Nazi. Shout out Runaway Slav.
By the way, it looks like the other Nazi flag looks like the Foo Fighters F. That's not really good for business. First, the guy fucking had a baby with some other lady.
Now this.
What a commercial for a vasectomy.
But I think that, I don't know. Like, if you're going to go out in public with a fucking wave a Nazi flag, you're risking getting your ass beat, getting shot, getting arrested if things go awry. And at the very least, in the best case scenario, maybe your face gets seen, you lose your job and you get like publicly flamed. There's a reason they're wearing masks. I don't know how many people are doing this as like pranksters being like, oh, let me just see if we can create a moment. I'm sure it does happen, but I feel like if somebody's going this far, they have some beliefs.
Don't you think that
it's quite possible.
I'm not saying that they don't, but I'm saying like, do you think report for slavery, black people, text guy, the person behind that is like a raging racist, or were they trying to fucking do like,
what do you mean?
No, that's a little different. That seems like it's
a troll move,
a practical joke almost.
I don't know what report for slavery is.
There were like mass text messages that went out after Trump won to black people that were
slavery. Yes, but that's like, that's a fucking nerd, a hacker, like that's right, just a, right. That's trolling. Like, no, if that guy was knocking on doors and going to black people, yo, you gonna report for slavery now, I'd be like, that guy is a fucking card carrying racist, like, he's ready to go guy, for the cause,
that real guy just got nominated. You go, that guy needs to be our next Secretary of State.
But I mean, like, I'm just saying, it's a much, you have the people that have internet balls, which is everybody to a certain degree. And then you have people who fucking will do it in real life. And I don't know, most of the time when you have people showing up and marching with a Nazi flag, I think it could go so bad that I think the people that are doing it aren't doing it just to be funny. Maybe I think that some of the January 6th people showed up.
Funny is the wrong word, yeah.
Or to be provocative, or just to be a part of something. They're bored. I think maybe some of the January 6th people showed up because it was a thing happening, and then it got away from them. I think they're not. I don't think they're all Nazis or like.
While you're taking a dump on a desk, and you go, you know what? This really got away from me.
Well, think of, there was a lot of people there, and I think a lot of people showed up for a protest. And then you're in this moment, and you're like, it's almost those people should. January 6th, they should take a moment and be self-reflective and go, oh shit, I kind of get why black people loot. I get what happens. You're caught up in the moment. Everyone's being fucking crazy for whatever cause you, on whatever level you believe in this cause, you're just caught up with adrenaline and in the moment, and like you fucking start breaking shit and you start fucking, you know.
So you're saying January 6th could have been a moment for unity and healing.
Yes.
But instead it was where we all could have realized we're not that much different under the surface.
No. But even like the Unite the Right rally, a lot of those guys I think showed up to like because they were bored or to be half funny. Like I think a lot of the guys that were like Zig Heiling at those things were like trying to be funny. I'm not saying that. I'm saying you catch guys doing that where they're like fucking we do it. I do it to be funny.
I was just gonna say you catch guys doing that when you look up.
I'm like, oh, look at that guy Zig Heiling. Oh wait a minute, that's a mirror. Look at those guys. Look at those three guys. They're Zig Heiling.
Oopsie doodles.
No, but like I think that there are people that are trying to be funny for that. I don't think that those guys were just being like, yo, let me go out and fucking see what we can stir up.
No, yeah, probably not. But I'm saying that you're right, because I mean, it's such a, also you never know what kind of lunatic can come out and fucking like who's ready to fucking die to fight you for that.
You don't even got to get a lunatic, dude. I know a lot of people. And Dave, you grew up in the hood. Dave, you did too, Jay. You grew up in Philly. Just the average black guy on the basketball court, if they walk by those guys, it could turn into something fucking crazy. Sure, like, yeah. You don't have to be a fucking loon. You don't have to be anything. If a bunch of black dudes just walked by while that was happening, they could get fucking riled up. But they could have a moment.
We find the Nazi guys go like, no, this is Jewish night. We're going to Jewish stuff tonight.
Oh, carry on. Carry on, bro.
Oh, my bad. Chest pass. Fucking with you.
Oh, shit.
Oh, snap chest.
Yeah. It's a strange time. When I we'll see. But
that's almost, I feel like almost the thing with like Trump is, again, with no dog in the fight here. It's like, I wonder how many people go out and do even like kind of a bunch of bonkers shit so people start going, oh shit, so Trump wins the presidency and look at that.
Oh, you're saying that those could be like lefties wearing this shit, doing that, so it goes viral? That I actually believe is probably more common than guys doing it just to be funny.
There's always, you know, speculation about this shit. There's also a lot of like shit, like the feds do it, so that then they have the excuse.
They did that shit with the bricks. That was not a fucking conspiracy theory. Mm-hmm. Years ago, during the fucking protests, during Black Lives Matter, all the bricks being left out on the streets, that shit was real. I saw it with my own fucking eyes. We're not construction sites, just giant pallets of bricks being left in the middle of areas where people were going to be coming and protesting.
Yeah. Insane. No, there's a lot of shit like that that goes on. And whatever.
It was insane. It wasn't, I didn't read this online. I literally was walking through the streets in New York City, watching this happen with my own eyes. That shit was bonkers.
Did you see a police officer walking away like this? Doom, 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 doom. I keep my head in the sand, dude. I don't even understand why they would put bricks out for people to do it, to do that. I mean, I know why they say they do it, but it never makes sense to me.
I just showed James Cartoon Wars South Park.
Yeah. Oh, I loved that. I loved those episodes.
The solution for America was to literally bury their heads in the sand.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just so funny.
Everyone's burying their heads in the sand. It was, truly, those two episodes front to back. You can get it on, not South Park Studios. There's another one. You just Google it. No. Oh, no.
Or Max.
No, you can't stream them on Max either, I don't think. Or maybe you can.
I think everything's on Max.
Even Cartoon Wars?
Yeah.
I think I had a... Did I... No, I think you're right, actually. I think you're right.
Thank you.
Yep. Never mind. It was harder to find for a minute. I think they didn't have it for a while.
Dude, the breakdown, I thought it was one of the most brilliant like things ever, if you know all the shows and just how much it... But the thing when Kyle figures out that Cartman is trying to ruin Family Guy, and he just goes to him and he goes... and you know it's literally Matt and Trey Parker talking, but when he goes to Cartman, he goes like, I don't know, I figured you'd like Family Guy. You guys have like the same sense of humor. He snaps and he's like,
I am nothing
like Family Guy. And it's so funny because you just realize that their beef with them is they're like, oh, the shit we're doing is brilliant. They're doing random jokes that don't even make sense. And everywhere I go, someone is saying, oh, you guys and Family Guy, you're the same thing. And it's almost like after they do it, you realize you're like, they do have a point.
They also ruined Family Guy for me because I liked Family Guy. And then once you see the formula, you go, oh, that does suck.
Yeah, like it's just not as impressive as what South Park does, period.
Yeah.
And I get them wanting to explain that.
Anyway, rest in peace, Matt Stone and Trey Parker. That was our eulogy, everybody. Boys, I love hanging with you guys. And the people out there listening, thank you so much for hanging out and watching with us here in the chat room. And, of course, we'll be back next week with our live show from the stand. Until
it'll be a great one, Ari and Adrian.
Hell yeah.
Oh yes, that is gonna be a goodie. Until next time, everybody, peace.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J Okerson.
Did you suck it? I think I would instinctually suck it.
Thick with three C's.
You must be fucking over, Lewis.
Lewis Gomez.
Lewis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Lewis J. Gomez.
If you're trying to watch a retard draw swastika, it's hilarious.
I'm sort of known as a point guard of podcasting. Being a fat gay guy is so fucking awesome.
And comedian Dave Smith.
You fucking godless, soulless sodomites.
It's the fucking best joke I've ever heard in my life.
It was 8 inches.
The Legion of Skanks podcast.